This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw says Iraq is in material breach of the UN resolution that requires it to disarm, speaking a day after Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix delivered a pessimistic report on Iraqi compliance. Straw says time is running out for Iraq.
The chances of this being resolved by peaceful means are less than they were because of Iraq's unbelievable refusal properly to comply with the terms of this resolution. There is still an opportunity for Iraq to comply, but it's an opportunity on Iraq, not anybody else. They have to seize this opportunity. I'm sorry to say that the evidence in the past suggests that once again they will think that game playing, deception, concealment, delay are an adequate alternative to compliance. They're not.
When the top weapons inspectors briefed the United Nations Security Council yesterday, they made clear that Iraq still has some troubling questions to answer. Most Security Council members responded by saying the inspectors simply need more time. But giving Iraq more time is something the Bush administration is not inclined to do. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The basic message the Bush administration has been making is this: the onus is on Saddam Hussein to disarm, and if he doesn't want to disarm, the inspections won't work. Secretary of State Colin Powell said he wasn't surprised by any of the inspectors' findings. The report, he said, only reconfirmed that Iraq is not actively cooperating and is leaving many questions unanswered about stockpiles of the nerve gas VX or anthrax spores.
Where are the chemical and biological munitions? Where are the mobile biological laboratories? If the Iraqi regime was truly committed to disarmament, we wouldn't be looking for these mobile labs. They drive them up and park them in front of UNMOVIC headquarters for inspection.
But UNMOVIC, the UN weapons inspection team, is not getting that kind of cooperation, according to Powell. He cited another point raised yesterday by Hans Blix, the head of UNMOVIC. The inspectors so far have been unable to interview Iraqi scientists without government minders or fear of retribution. Powell, who has been portrayed in the media as growing more hawkish on Iraq lately, said time is running out, and he warned the Security Council it may soon have to consider how to respond.
Hang any label you want on me. I'm a great believer in diplomacy. I'm a great believer in finding a peaceful solution. But I also recognize that when somebody will not accept a peaceful solution by doing their part of creating a peaceful solution, one must never rule out the use of force.
That will be a hard sell to the UN Security Council. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohamed El-Baradei, told the council yesterday that he thinks the inspections need to run a natural course, adding so far his team has found no evidence that Iraq has revived its nuclear weapons program. France, China, and Russia, all permanent Security Council members, are calling for more time for the inspectors. So is Germany's ambassador to the UN, Günter Pleuger, who takes over the Security Council presidency in February.
Never before have the inspectors been so powerful. Never before did they have such sophisticated tools at their disposal. Never before did they have such great legitimacy by the Security Council. And we think that this sharpened tool of the inspections should be used to the full.
The Bush administration is facing more questions at home about its Iraq policy as well. Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle challenged President Bush to show proof to the world and to the American public that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
At a time when we have only just begun to fight the war on terror, the American people deserve to hear why we should put hundreds of thousands of American troops at risk, spend perhaps hundreds of billions of dollars, risk alliances and inflame our adversaries to attack Iraq.
Daschle accused the Bush administration of failing to make the case for war, and he questioned why the U.S. would try to short-circuit an inspection process that it helped put in place. The Bush administration won't say how long it would like to see the U.N. inspections continue, though White House spokesman Ari Fleischer is clearly skeptical.
At the pace that Iraq is cooperating with the inspectors, it will take the inspectors another almost 300 years to find the remaining weapons that the United Nations said Saddam Hussein possesses. And this is why the inspectors are doing their best job, but the more time they get, the more they're getting the runaround from Saddam Hussein.
President Bush is not expected to announce a decision to go to war when he gives the State of the Union address tonight, but he is expected to prepare Americans for this possibility. For his part, Secretary Powell says the U.S. will continue to consult with the Security Council over the next week, but he stressed the Bush administration won't just keep kicking the can down the road. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.